Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hey there, I'm Andrew McDermott. Thanks for joining me today. In part two of a series, we look at three more examples of newly uncovered design in biology. One of the things that makes design so enriching to us as humans is that it's a gift that keeps on giving. The application of complex, specified information into patterns and messages through foresight and intelligence can be appreciated by other intelligent beings. It's why we can return to our favorite vacation spot or book time after time and continue to find enjoyment and discovery. It's the reason we can recycle old objects and turn them into something new. It's why this world never gets boring. There's always a new layer to peel back and explore. And if you allow yourself a design perspective of the biological realm, it's no different there in the natural world. On this episode, we'll review newly discovered details about beavers, water lilies, and the humble, sturdy little walnut. Ecological hydraulic engineers. Complete the phrase with me. Busy as a... Metaphors for industriousness, beavers are finally getting the respect they deserve. In America, they were nearly wiped out in the early 1800s to satisfy European men's vanity for stylish hats. In Britain, they were decimated because they were considered a nuisance, leaving fallen trees in their wake. But one can only admire the ability of these large rodents to fell trees with their teeth, drag heavy limbs into streams to build large dams, and create safe houses partly underwater in which to raise their young. Researchers at the University of Stirling, in my homeland of Scotland, are growing in their appreciation for beavers and want them reintroduced in the United Kingdom. They call it the key to solving a freshwater biodiversity crisis. Beavers don't just work for themselves, they work for the whole community. According to their research, beavers are one of the only animals that can profoundly engineer the environment that they live in, using sticks to build dams across small rivers, behind which ponds form. Beavers do this to raise water levels to avoid predators, such as wolves and bears. However, numerous other plants and animals also benefit from their work. Comparing 20 wetlands in Sweden, half of them without beavers present, the researchers found much richer animal and plant diversity in the beaver-engineered environments. Everyone from small beetles to large mammals benefited from the wetlands created by beavers. This research follows the team's 2018 study that found that 33% more plant species and 26% more beetles were living in wetlands created by beavers, compared to those that were not. Another previous study from 2017 showed that over a period of 12 years, local plant richness in a Tayside wetland rose by 46% following the introduction of beavers. They created 195 meters of dams, 500 meters of canals, and a hectare of ponds. So reintroducing beavers where they were once native sounds like it would return regions to the richer biodiversity they once had and lost. Desalination plants. Toss some water lilies into those beaver ponds as well. The unwettable surfaces of their leaves have inspired super hydrophobic materials in previous studies. Now, a team publishing in Science Advances took inspiration from water lilies to conceive of a new way to get fresh water from salt water. Previous designs typically clog up the mechanisms with brine. How does the humble water lily keep its leaves so pristine? Here's a passage from the study. The water lily has an elegant system of transpiration with several features. First, the upper epidermis absorbs sunlight and provides stomata for water vapor escape. Its well-known hydrophobic surface has self-cleaning properties. Second, the water lily can float naturally on the surface of water because of the existence of lacunae, or air chambers, at the bottom of the leaf. Third, there exists a combined water path provided by vascular bundles to pump up water and then spread it into the large surface of the water lily. Taking advantage of these features, we propose, say the scientists, a water lily-inspired hierarchical structure which can realize highly efficient, stable solar evaporation in high salinity brine wastewater until complete separation of water and solute is obtained. You gotta love science speak, huh? In any case, with the scarcity of freshwater being a serious global challenge these days, it's good to see scientists studying design and biology to look for new ways to treat saltwater and wastewater. Finally, we turn our attention to the mighty walnut. A new study published in Advanced Science takes a closer look at the cell types that produce the outer protective shells of nuts. The researchers decided to zoom in on the walnut because it's widespread and commercially important. They found a unique architecture in the shell called interlocked packing that resembles a 3D puzzle. Here's a passage from the study. The shells of nuts can have remarkable toughness and strength, which are typically achieved by a layered arrangement of sclerenchyma cells and fibers with a polygonal form. Here, the tissue structure of walnut shells is analyzed in depth, revealing that the shells consist of a single, never-reported cell type, the polylobate sclerid cells. These irregularly lobed cells, with concave and convex parts, are on average interlocked with 14 neighboring cells. The result is an intricate arrangement that cannot be disassembled when conceived as a 3D puzzle. This architecture yields a strong, lightweight material that's of interest to engineers. The study continues. Mechanical testing reveals a significantly higher ultimate tensile strength of the interlocked walnut cell tissue compared to the sclerenchyma tissue of a pine seed coat lacking the lobed cell structure. The higher strength value of the walnut shell is explained by the observation that the crack cannot simply detach intact cells, but has to cut through the lobes due to the interlocking. Understanding the identified nutshell structure and its development will inspire biomimetic material design and packaging concepts. Furthermore, these unique unit cells might be of special interest for utilizing nutshells in terms of food waste valorization, considering that walnuts are the most widespread tree nuts in the world. Well, now you know why these nuts sometimes require a hammer to open. There are no layers to peel away like an onion. Instead, the whole shell is held together by interlocking pieces, resembling a 3D puzzle. Material scientists are interested in how biological materials work. Tooth enamel and nacre, mother of pearl, are hard like glass, but not brittle. Barnacles make an adhesive that works underwater. Spiders make silk that is flexible but as tough as steel. Understanding these materials, and many others, requires intense observation with cutting-edge technology before engineers can imitate them. In the humble walnut, we find another material that offers high resistance to crack propagation, large energy absorption capacity, and remarkable tolerance to local failures. The insights these scientists gained by looking at the cellular packing in a walnut shell promise two benefits to people. One, tough, lightweight material made by imitating the 3D structure. And two, valorization, or higher use of existing shell waste by adding it to particle boards and other construction materials to increase its density and strength. Of course, the benefits of walnuts go way beyond the strength of its shell, and they're well known. They're nutritious, with a variety of vitamins and minerals, along with good fats that help reduce oxidative stress in the brain. They may help lower blood pressure for those at risk of heart disease. Architects prize walnut wood as building material. And here's something really interesting. Some walnut trees respond to mold or insect infestations at the ground level by growing thick, dark burls, they're called, around the site of injury, surrounded by tough bark. Walnut burl wood, with its deep red color and complex swirled grain, is highly prized for making coffee tables, guitar inlays, gun stocks, jewelry, and other artistic creations. Some burl items can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. So walnut trees are good for the economy. Well, we could wax eloquent all day about the amazing design we find in life and the universe, but alas, we're out of time. If you haven't listened to part one of this series, look it up. On that episode, we profile a snail as fast as a bullet, the long-distance design of dandelions, and a fascinating species of mantis shrimp that have flashlights in their eyes. Look for that and other episodes of the podcast at idthefuture.com or listen via your favorite podcasts app. I'm Andrew McDermott for ID the Future. Join me again soon, and thanks for listening.
From jumping insects with real gears to the strange world of carnivorous plants, the details of the natural world reveal planning and purpose. In his new book, Foresight, Brazilian scientist Marcos Eberlin shows how the mantis shrimp can pack a deadly punch and how a tiny protein in a bird's eye may work just like a GPS. You can join Marcos Eberlin as he uncovers a myriad of artful solutions to major engineering problems in chemistry and biology. Find out how these solutions point beyond blind evolution and point instead to the designing ability of a mind, and a mind with foresight. Order on Amazon or visit DiscoveryInstitutePress.com to get your own copy of the book Foresight. Get Eberlin's new book from Amazon or at DiscoveryInstitutePress.com/foresight.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.